miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We're discussing super survivors today in our guest segment, David Feldman, Dr. David Feldman and Lee Daniel Kravitz, the authors of Super Survivors, The Surprising Link Between Suffering and Success from HarperCollins Publishing. And now here is Dr. Mike Roizen.
And we should say, if you want to learn more about these stories in the book, you can go to the website, supersurvivors.com. We have a question that fits with what we were asking. Deborah asks if any of these people had near-death experiences and how much that motivated them. And at the same time, I was intrigued by the responses to one of the Candy Chang's story. And I don't want to tell it because you'll tell it much better. So, Lee, I guess this is to you.
Well, I actually hand this over to Dave. I think he loves her story.
He loves this story. It's not the most dramatic story, but it's one of the most meaningful to me. Candy Chang was a young designer and artist living the life of a 20-something-year-old person. She was creating beautiful things, making a good living, but not living an unchallenged life. I guess she was living an unchallenged life. And then something happened that shouldn't happen to anybody in their 20s. One of her friends, a peer of hers, died suddenly. You know, we expect people in their 80s and 90s to pass away, as tragic as that is. But when someone dies that's young like that, it really sent Candy for a loop. And it caused her to, you know, confront her own mortality and to ask herself, you know what, am I really leading the life that I want to live? Because time may be shorter than any of us think. And so she decided to change her life. She moved to New Orleans across the country, and this was in the aftermath of Katrina, and she helped to rebuild the city. And in her neighborhood, which was one of the hardest hit by the storm, there was a dilapidated house in the very center. And she wanted to create an emotional center for her neighborhood. So she took buckets of blackboard paint, and she and some of her friends painted the side of the house and making it into a blackboard. And they stenciled at the top in white paint, "Before I die, I want to." And they drew 80 blanks. And honestly, she thought nothing would come of it. In fact, she thought gang members might even graffiti over it. So she was shocked when she came the next day, and all 80 blanks were filled in, and there were answers spilling into the margins. "I want to save one child. I want to found a business. I want to see my son or daughter graduate." Just incredible, incredible dreams and wishes. And the thing that's incredible about this for me is that for those 80 people, there were these meaningful, amazing dreams just below the surface. And I think it's that way for most of us. I think we have these dreams below the surface, but we don't act on them very often, and we don't share them with other people. And I think one of the principal messages that super survivors have to teach us is not to wait for trauma, for near-death experiences, for confrontations with mortality, to wake us up to begin to set goals and attempt to live according to our dreams. I just think it's an amazing story that in my own life has pushed me to make more conscious decisions.
Okay, did we lose our connection with Dr. Mike?
We may have.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, it leaves me to ask a few questions until he comes back. I'm totally unprepared. This reminds me of a song. I don't know if you fellows have heard it or not, but Tug McGraw. McGraw sings a song called "Live Like You Were Dying." Have you ever heard that?
Absolutely.
It was a big country.
Oh yeah.
Big country song.
Yep.
I forget his first name. Tug McGraw's son, Tim McGraw.
I do think that's a commonality to the super survivors, is that having lived through the worst possible thing that they can imagine, having looked at death in the face, and having survived, I think that they're, first of all, less scared of taking risks than they used to. And I think it also teaches them that life may be shorter than most of us realize. And so if you're not going to live fully, you're taking a risk, in itself, right? You're taking a risk that you're going to have a lot of regrets. So why not start now? I think that is one of the principal messages of Super Survivors. Live like you're dying, in a good way, not a bad way.
Right. Tim McGraw is his name. Okay, Dr. Mike's back.
I'm back, actually.
Connected.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Welcome back.
I didn't know that I lost because I could hear everything you were saying, so I apologize. Bipin wrote us. We've got a couple more questions that I wanted to get in badly. Bipin wrote us and said, how important is our social support? How important is the support these people get after a major event?
Yeah, and you know, I'd be happy to just jump in here with, we met a number of people who had a tremendous support networks. We had met a number of people who had a support network of one or two. We met this woman named Amanda who was in a boating accident, and she went into a coma. When she woke up, she had to relearn to walk and to talk and to think. And long story short, she went into the water that day. Very, very, very popular. She was a sorority girl, had a lot of friends. To know Amanda was to love her. And when she woke up, as people do, they come, there's this moment, this period of time where people lend a lot of support, but then they have to go back to their own lives. And, in Amanda's case, it was just one or two people, her mother and her fiancé, who, she perceived were the most important support network that she could possibly have. And as oddly enough, at the same time that this was going on, she happened to learn that she was the owner of a business called Brandables in Phoenix, Arizona. It's a kind of a T-shirt monogram kind of company. And so she had forgotten she owned it because she had the traumatic brain injury. But she went back to work, and the company was really suffering. It was right when the economy crashed. And she was able to rehabilitate both herself and the company at the same time, simply with the support of her mother and her fiancé. And, what that really showed us was that, perceived social support is just as important as, actual social support.
Yeah, in other words, it wasn't the number of people that were there or not there for her, because she had two people that she always knew would be there. She felt capable of doing almost anything, and it was that sense that there were people at her back that pushed her forward and ultimately made her able to build a multi-million-dollar company while also rehabilitating herself from a traumatic brain injury.
The book is called Super Survivors, The Surprising Link Between Suffering and Success. David B. Feldman and Lee Daniel Kravitz have written it. Wonderful book. You can go to supersurvivors.com. We had a quick question from Christina, but we aren't going to be able to get it in as well as the rest of the questions. So I'm going to turn this back to Joe and say just thank you for writing a wonderful book and a motivating book. Joe?
Yep, very definitely provocative and very informative. Stay with us. And thanks for listening today. You're listening to You the Yoner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.